With 5 months and change before the November elections, four California counties are now scrambling to figure out how they will tally the votes. That's because today, California's Secretary of State banned a certain kind of touchscreen voting machine made by Diebold Election Systems. San Diego, San Joaquin, Solano, and Kern counties all had these machines in place. At the moment, it's unclear what this means for electronic voting machines in other California counties. Doug Chapin is director of electionline.org, a nonprofit clearinghouse for information on election reform. Mr. Chapin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us about these machines, what they are, how they work, and what are the objections that were laid out today by the Secretary of State, Kevin Shelley?
The machines at issue here are known technically as direct recording electronic machines, or DREs, more popularly known as touchscreens. Rather than being a paper-based system, these machines are designed to record a vote electronically by touching a screen or pressing a dial. The objection in California originally was that the very paperlessness that originally made these machines attractive in the wake of the 2000 elections has now been seen as a potential weakness, as computer scientists and other advocates are concerned that voters' votes might not be counted the way they were cast because of either accidental or deliberate problems with the software in those machines.
And were those problems present in the last election cycle in California?
There were problems in the last election cycle, but the problems that resulted in today's decision appear to be related to but not a direct result of those concerns. The specific issue with the Diebold machines is that some of the software that was included in the machines in those four counties that were involved in today's order had not been certified for use in those machines by the state.
Well, there have been quite a bit of technological advances in voting. Other electronic machines, might they be banned as well?
I think that remains to be seen, and that certainly is the $3.9 billion question around the country. The $3.9 billion being the amount of money the federal government has allocated for election reform under the Help America Vote Act. Many states, including Georgia, Maryland, Ohio, and others, have either bought or committed to machines very much like those at issue in California. And if for some reason the ban in those four counties spreads to other counties and to other makes of machines, it could have a tremendous impact across the country.
And what will California use instead of these touchscreen machines?
My understanding from reports is that in those four counties, they will use optical scan ballots. Optical scan ballots will be very familiar to any student who's ever taken the SAT or the ACT. One either fills in a bubble or connects a line. That piece of paper is then fed into a machine which records the vote. The advantage is that when you are done, not only do you have an electronic record of the vote, but you also have a paper record of the vote. The disadvantage is they are very susceptible to stray marks. They are also not as friendly to voters with disabilities, particularly blind voters, and for that reason, many blind voters are not as enthusiastic about the optical scans as some others.
Well, almost everything that happens in California seems to have national implications. Is that true here?
Definitely true, for a variety of reasons. First of all, it's undeniable that California represents the largest market for any good or service in the country. Any decision that will affect that market for voting machines, it's inevitable that will have some kind of ripple effect across the country. Really, one of two things can happen. Either California's actions will set a de facto standard for the entire nation, meaning that every state will get machines that meet California's standards, or it will end up in sort of a balkanization of the country where you have different machines in different places depending on local standards. And how that will shake out in a nationwide election really remains to be seen.
Doug Chapin, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Doug Chapin is the director of a nonprofit clearinghouse for election reform information called electionline.org.